Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Infinity Repertory Theater's Modcast. Today, I'm your host, Mickey Melillo. Tomorrow, I will be your host, Mickey Melillo. But today, on June 24th, 2012, I am standing here with the entire cast of Mod. Everybody say hello.
Hello!
We're going to introduce ourselves one by one, starting with...
Hi, I'm Tom. I play the part of Rory.
Hi, I'm Jesse. I play the part of Kit.
I'm Joe, and I play Everyman.
I'm Lindsay, and I play Haley.
Hi, I'm Liliana, and I play Cassandra.
Hi, I'm Bacon, and I play Jackson.
I'm Catherine. I play Cassandra, and I understudy Haley.
I'm Brian. I play Wesley.
Hi, I'm Allison, and I play Susan, and I also understudy Kit.
Hi, I'm Emma, and I play Susan.
And I know you heard a couple of Susans and a couple of Cassandras. We do have two females that are doubling roles. They'll be alternating shows in New York City and when we go to Edinburgh. Starting with the left again, Tom, we're going to start with you. What are you most excited for about going to Edinburgh? You need to want to go.
Well, I've never been to Europe before, so it's going to be really exciting for that. And we're also performing the Fringe Festival, so it's going to be a really big deal. And I'm really thrilled for it.
That's great. Jesse.
I agree with Tom. I'm excited for the opportunity to be performing in such a monumental festival.
Okay. Joe?
I've wanted to go to the Fringe Festival for so long, and the fact that I'm going, with the show and performing is kind of the greatest thing ever.
Lindsay.
I'm excited to see all the shows that are there, because there's just so much to do, and it's going to be really fun.
Well, what shows? What's the show that you're looking forward to the most?
Anthony Rapp's Without You show, because he's one of my favorites, and I'm really excited to see him.
If you know anything about Lindsay, and you'll learn... as we go along, because we will be having one-on-one interviews with every single cast member here. Lindsay is the true definition of a Rent head. She knows every line, male or female, from Rent. And we will get into that in a future podcast. I should also mention, Lindsay is also the artistic director for Infinity Repertory Theater for 2012-2013. Liliana, why don't you tell us what you're most excited about Edinburgh?
I agree with Lindsay. I can't wait to watch all of the shows, and I think it's going to be really... fun.
Jeremy Bacon.
Along with everyone else's things, I'm excited to do as many shows as we're doing because I think it'll be a great experience and help us grow as actors.
And leaning on the chair with me is Catherine.
I'm just excited for this whole experience of acting because I'm really want to pursue a career as an actress, so this is probably my first time to maybe experience what a working actress is like, so that's what I'm excited about.
And Brian.
I just am so excited to see so many different shows. I want to see a show in a different language. I like the diversity of all the different shows. It'd be really fun and exciting.
Allie?
I have to agree with what Catherine was saying. If I want to pursue a career in acting, I think, and theater in general, I think this would be a really great opportunity. Plus, I've never been to Europe, so I'm really excited about that.
And last but not least, Emma.
I'm really excited about the whole opportunity and be able to say that I performed in the Fringe at such a young age. And be able to perform every night. It'll be just like a professional job, and I'm really excited.
I can tell you, going to the Fringe Festival is an experience all in its own. Whether you're in a show, not in a show, or just going there to see shows, it is just an incredible experience. Now, going from right to left, so I'm starting with you, Emma. In one word, describe your character. Tell us your character again, and give us a one-word description of your character.
My character, Susan, would have to be loyalty.
Loyalty. Okay. And Allie, why don't you give us one for Susan and the role you understudy for also?
Susan, I'd probably say innocent, maybe. And Kit, I'm trying to think of a word to describe her. Feisty. That's what I'm going to say.
Feisty. Don't steal that one, Jesse.
I don't know.
Brian.
I'd have to say probably silly,
silly.
Silly.
You know what, Brian? I'm gonna stop at you for a second. Okay. Tell me why you think Wes is silly.
Because I think he's a very silly person, and he is whipped, and he listens to
whipped.
I'm changing my word. Whipped.
Whipped. So Brian has officially changed his mind. He's gone from silly to whipped. Catherine, one for Cassandra and one for Haley.
Cassandra. Unique. For Haley, flirtatious.
Let's go to Bacon.
For Jackson, I would definitely say erotic would be the word I would use.
Okay.
And for Rory, I would say determined.
Okay. Liliana.
For Cassandra, I'd say exotic.
Very nice. Very good word. Lindsay?
Popular.
And you play Haley.
Haley.
Okay.
Yes.
Joe. Let's just go with, I'm going to give you, Joe plays a multi-character role in this show. He actually is, I'd say, about five different people. So I'm going to go, Sister Ed is the one character I want you to give your name on. We'll go into more of his characters in his one-on-one interview later on in our modcast.
Sister Ed is misunderstood.
Misunderstood. That's great. And yes, he does wear a nun's outfit.
Yeah.
Jesse.
For Kit, I would say controlling.
Controlling. And Tom. Tom, I also have to add, is entering our cast for the first time. Today was our first rehearsal with him. He's replacing Justin, who played Rory in our Mount Kisco production of Mod. Tom will be throughout the New York City run and in Edinburgh, he will be playing our Rory. So, your first day, tell us one word description of Rory.
Well, I have to agree with Jeremy. I think he's very determined because he solely is looking just anything with Beatles. He's kind of very headstrong for what he wants to do with that. And he really wants to play with the Beatles, so he's going to do everything he can to get there.
And Tom, your one word is?
Determined.
Determined. Agreeing with Bacon there. So why don't we get Lindsay. Lindsay, you're our artistic director. Yes, why don't you step up. Why don't you tell us a little bit about Maud?
Well, Maud is a musical.
That's a good first
round. Okay. It's about a bunch of teenagers and their relationships with each other and their love for the Beatles. And during Beatlemania in the 60s. And Rory is the main character.
Okay, you know what? We're gonna Lindsay, we're gonna tag off to Catherine because Catherine's sitting here and she's like, tag me!
They're
tag
all with
me.
I don't know what to say.
Catherine, why don't you continue where Lindsay left off?
Alright, Rory is the main character. Rory has this obsession where he wants to sing with the Beatles and become the fifth Beatle, in a way. And this whole story is about his journey on trying to be with a Beatle. At the same time, there's these other characters. There's his best friend, Jackson, who thinks he's a ladies' man when he's really not. His other friend, Wes, who is completely dominated by his girlfriend,
Hi.
Kit, who has an obsession with Paul McCartney. And Rory has a crush on the most popular girl in school, Haley. Haley is friends with Kit and Susan, who is Rory's best friend. And Susan has a little bit of a crush on Rory.
Hello.
And she's also friends with Cassandra, who... Cassandra's, she's a little odd in her own way.
Okay. All right. Well, Catherine and Lindsay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
The
and
summation. And Jessie with her little squeals in the back. Now, Emma, I'm going to turn to you for a second. You have been with Infinity for the past 3 years. You're a former artistic director.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel this show is going to go?
I'm really confident in this cast because we have a group of kids who are very talented and, you know, they want to do this. There's not one cast member who is slacking off compared to the rest. We have the talent, and I definitely think we'll be able to put the work into it.
Okay. And Brian.
Yes, ma'am.
As another former, he's actually... This past year's artistic director, Lindsay, just was elected into artistic director in place of Brian. How does this rate, in all the shows that you've been involved in with the theater, how does this rate as the show? Do you feel it's your most favorite or your least favorite?
Definitely. It is. It's up there.
And
you know?
Even though Paul is in the other room and he is the playwright, how do you...
You know, it's interesting because it's the first time I've done like a show that was... original.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a new experience, you know. In the past, you know, I've done like Spring Awakening, things like that, and it's a totally different thing when you're doing it where you get like new changes on the fly and like a new script every other week, and it's like, whoa. But you know, I really like it. You know, kind of, you have to like develop your character yourself. It's not there for you written like in the character description, or you can't look online, you know. It's like you have to do it yourself and you have to put the work in, so it's a good experience, I must say.
Okay, and Allie, you're a new member into Infinity this year. Actually, this will be officially your first Infinity show once we open in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think one of the greatest challenges of this show in general is?
One of the greatest challenges of the show would probably be, like, just
become, like, trying to figure out what your character is and like, yeah, like, who they are, because it's, like Brian was saying, essentially it's not written for you. You can't, like, look it up. It's kind of like you, and if this show ever became anything, it's like people are going to be looking at what you were, like, when you were that character, so it's like...
That's, thank you, Allie. Now, I should add that one thing we didn't touch on with everybody that's here in the room, I'm sure you can tell by most of their voices, they are between the ages of 14 and 19 years old. So,
18.
So I made Tom a little bit older than he is.
Excuse me, Mickey, you're also
but,
in the cast.
Yes, I am in the 14 and 34, excuse me.
Ooh. You should be thanking me.
I am thanking you. But, so none of these, including, nobody in this room right now has actually experienced the 60s other than what we see on YouTube, television, or what we hear from stories from either our parents or our directors or musical directors. So one of the greatest challenges that I see for the cast as a whole is trying to relive an iconic... pop culture phenomenon as the Beatles coming to America and the British invasion. So I firmly believe that one of the major challenges is trying to relive the 60s in 2012. Let's see, Joe and Tom, I'm going to pull you both in. As non-members of Infinity, how do you feel about coming into a group? And yes, I do know that both of you have been involved with people and the shows and, you know, they're friends with everybody here. How does it feel stepping into a cast of a group that has been together and kind of being outsiders, and how do you feel about that?
It's intimidating, to be honest. I came in here with significantly less experience than everybody else in the show, and, I mean, I would like to think that I'm holding my own pretty well. It's a challenge to integrate yourself into a group that's already so well integrated with each other. But, I mean, we've all done shows together in the past. We're all really good friends. So I think it's going pretty well.
Yeah, like, it's, like, again, we're all really close, and we've been in other shows together, so it's really an interesting thing. And I think it's going to work out really nicely, because the cast has really good chemistry, so...
Including when they're playing with your hair.
Including right now.
Since you guys can't see, what you didn't notice was Joe just blew his nose on
and,
many other things are going on behind him. But the goal of this cast is to be fun and playful and try to distract everybody during the interview. Just to let you know, for those that can't see what's going on. So, Tom, to continue. Now, the other challenge with you is that you are walking to a cast that has already put on this show 5 times already. Talk about that challenge.
That is very difficult for me. It's because a lot of people already have their characters pretty much down, and I'm just starting. So hopefully things will pick up once I get the lines down and I really start understanding my character. And also the script changed, too. And something is going on behind me, I don't know. But also, there was changes in the script, so it can also work to my benefit. That's working to my benefit because not everyone else knows what's going on either.
Now, Liliana, since you're trying to lick everybody's elbow, I'm going to bring you up front right now. I have to say, from being your stage manager and on stage with you, you are probably one of the most unique and outgoing actresses that I've seen and worked with. What is your motivation with Cassandra?
My motivation is... I don't understand what you want to say.
I want to know what makes you be so over the top. Where do you get this energy from?
Very short interview.
Candy.
Candy.
There you have
candy.
It.
That's it. I got to remember. I got to remember to eat more candy.
There we go.
So that is it. We're getting a little rambunctious, and my 5-minute interview turned into a 15-minute interview. So I want to thank you for listening in and tuning in to Infinity's first modcast. So, Cass, say thank you. And for more information about Mod, please see our website at modthemusical.com. Again, that's modthemusical.com.
It's going to be totally gear.
Totally gear, I swear.
And our next modcast will be coming to you soon, where we will be interviewing one-on-one our artistic director, Lindsay Avellino. Thank you very much. See you
Bye.
Next time. Mine will be produced in New York City at the 59 East 59th Street Theater's East of Edinburgh Festival on July 21st and 22nd, as well as July 26th through 29th. All shows are at 7 p.m. For ticketing information, please go to 59e59.org. In Edinburgh, Scotland, mine will be produced at venue number 50 CECA at the Edinburgh College of Art at Lady Lawson and Laurelston Place. Mine will be produced every night from August 3rd to August 19th at 8:15 p.m. For ticketing information, please go to www.edfringe.com. For more information about the show, cast, and crew, please go to modthemusical.com.